Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots kick off the playoffs with a first-round game against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday in Foxborough. Of course, the main question for Pats fans is, what are they going to do without Wes Welker? The team's star receiver will miss the playoffs after tearing up his knee in the team's regular season finale last Sunday. Welker may not even be ready for next season, according to Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. In previewing the playoffs, we started by asking Mike, can the Pats win without Welker?
I think they can in this game, Bob, but Wes Welker is such a special player, not just for the production that he has, but he's also the heart and soul of this offense. He's the player that takes big hits and gets back up, and the team really rallies around a player like that. So I think losing such a spark plug, they'll need everyone to raise their level of play to account for that.
What makes you think, then, that the Patriots can win this game, given what you just said?
Having Tom Brady at quarterback is a good start. Also, playing at home should help at Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots haven't lost a game this year. And, of course, they also have some other fine players like receiver Randy Moss and an old reliable Kevin Falk, the running back, the longest tenured player on the team. He's always come up big in the playoffs.
You write about Randy Moss on ESPN.com, Mike Reese, and you said that Welker's injury puts the pressure on him. While he's had a pretty good season this year, some would say, you know, another great season, the Ravens, when they played the Patriots earlier this season, had a pretty good game against Randy Moss. They held him to just 50 yards catching, and when you read what the Ravens are saying running up to this game, they think they're ready for Randy Moss again.
The Ravens are a very confident team, and yes, the Patriots are going to have to do things that the Ravens aren't expecting, because clearly the plan has become a little bit easier for the Ravens. They can now focus more of their attention on Randy Moss, whereas before some of that attention would also have had to gone towards Wes Welker.
What about Julian Edelman, Welker's replacement? Small, quick, confident, a lot like Welker, but he's never been on a stage like this before. Any sign of stage fright for this guy?
I don't think so at all. I have been very impressed with this rookie out of Little Kent State, really one of the surprise players for the Patriots this year, the 232nd overall player taken in the NFL draft, a very confident player who I don't expect will have any stage fright, but the big difference is just experience with Tom Brady. There's a feeling when you're going out onto the field that you've been there before and that you know what the other player is thinking. And Tom Brady and Wes Welker were so often on the same page, and that's something just because of time that Brady and Edelman don't have because they haven't worked together as long.
You sound fairly optimistic, Mike, that the Patriots are going to win this game.
But I shouldn't say that it will be easy. I think this will be a very close game within a field goal, and I actually wouldn't be surprised if it goes either way. But until the Patriots lose a game at home this year where they've been pretty good, I tend to lean towards them in this game.
One more point about the Ravens. The Ravens feel like they were burned in the first game of the season. They feel like it's a game they should have won and would have won had it not been for a couple of referee calls that went the other way. And I think they're looking for revenge. Don't you agree?
I do agree, and they will be highly motivated. That game was a call by an officiating crew that generally throws the most flags in the NFL, and there were a few penalties that the Ravens disputed. And that's something to keep in mind. This Baltimore Ravens team has been hurt by penalty flags. 115 penalties against them this year. Only two teams have had more, so sometimes their discipline has failed them a little bit, but certainly this will be a motivated team coming into Foxborough.
Well, all of this sounds like it adds up to maybe a white-knuckle Sunday afternoon for Patriots fans.
No question. In a cold atmosphere, it should be a physical game, and it should be a hard test that could go either way.
Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN.com. Mike Reese, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.